We're talking with Skip Eckhart, head football coach at Shenandoah. Coach, coming off of a game against Underwood, obviously not the result you were looking for, but what were your takeaways from Friday night?
Well, I mean, they were the better team. I mean, they played better than us in that, but give my guys credit. You know, we had an opportunity to score there to make it a little closer there in the second quarter. We didn't make the play, but we didn't give up. We played hard. The second half, you know, did a great job. We could have laid down and, you know, and like I said, we played some great teams. They're the better team. They played better. They made plays. They got some great players. Our guys didn't quit. So we got an opportunity to come back this Friday and rectify it and coach them up better and get things done. Tackling and blocking, same thing every week.
Yeah, you know, you're almost 2 years into your tenure as the head coach. Can you maybe talk about the culture overall that you've been able to instill there over the last 2 years? And you talk about not giving up against some really good opponents this year. Can you talk about where the culture's at this point?
Well, when we come here, we wanted to, I said, what's our identity? And we didn't really know. What we want to be is tough, that we know that we're going to come at you, we're going to attack you. You might be bigger and better at first, but we're working to get better at that every year mentally. Don't fall apart, you know. Let's get in and play with those good teams. Yeah, you can beat the teams that aren't as good, but let's keep working. Don't give up. I'm going to coach you to the end. I'm not giving up. Hang in there. Believe in each other. Don't go to the crowd. Listen to what they're saying and putting other people down. Somebody says something about you, I'm sticking up for you. Same goes for you and your other players.
Yeah. Now 7 weeks into this season, Coach, what are some areas that you still think that you guys need to have cleaned up?
So the biggest thing is just our bodies. We can't change them. All we got to do, you know, we got to just keep working on the strength, the speed, the agility. That, you know, we are what God gave us at Shenandoah. We can't recruit. We can't do that. So we got to just make them better. And we just got to keep instilling, tackling, blocking, just basic stuff. The kids are buying in. They're very coachable. So it's on us. Just sometimes they got a bigger X than you or a bigger O that's more athletic. But we got to do best things of running, go out for different sports, being agile, getting stronger. And we're working on that.
Up this week, you close out the regular season with Tri-Center. What are the early thoughts on them and the challenges they're going to present on Friday?
Well, they're state champs a year ago. Winning culture. They play hard. They do things right. They're coached very well, which there's no bad coaching anymore. You know, you can't get away because their alignments off for that. It's just we have a shot. It's at our place, but we have to be at our best. We'll get a plan. We'll figure out our plan at the end of the day, come out with it, and start hammering it out on Monday and get fired up our last home game. A lot of senior nights, so be very heartwarming. And you know what I said, it's a simple game, block and tackle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that where you think this one kind of comes down to in the trenches and being able to get them down?
Yeah, they're very skillful catching the ball, running the ball. They got some good guys. They got a bunch of linemen that are seniors. You know where games are won, the O-line. Everybody can say they're a great defense, but if you got an O-line that can handle everybody, they got a great quarterbacks and receivers, and it's if I can block better than you, I'm going to win the game. It's simple. I mean, you might have a great line, but if my guys are whooping the butt or vice versa, they win the game. It's just a simple thing, and we're going to get our guys ready to go at the best of our ability, and it's going to be a great game Friday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Shenandoah and Tri-Center on Friday. Skip Eckhart, head football coach at Shenandoah. Coach, appreciate the time as always, and best of luck to you guys on Friday night.
Appreciate all you guys do, and thanks, and have an awesome day.